This one is on listening to events and ideas, and I'll explain a little bit more. Don't get too far away now. Will you? Get close enough so you can hear. Couple of things I want to read to you. I was looking at them and I thought, well, where this week do I read this? You might as well do it now. Especially up here. Since God is a reality for me, there is not a moment of my life where that sense of God, that sense of awe, doesn't pervade. Though I might forget about it from time to time when I get stupid. Should have read this one yesterday. It is rewarding to find someone whom you like, but it is essential to like yourself. It is quickening to recognize that someone is a good and decent human being, but it is indispensable to view yourself as acceptable. It is a delight to discover people who are worthy of respect and admiration and love, but it is vital to believe yourself deserving of these things. For you cannot live in someone else. You cannot find yourself in someone else. You cannot be given a life by someone else. Of all the people you will know in a lifetime, you are the only one you will never leave nor lose. To the question in your life, you are the only answer. To the problems of your life, you are the only solution. No, I'll dismiss you because I think that's all you need to do. An Arab proverb. He that knows not and knows not that he knows, he is a fool. Shun him. He that knows not and knows that he knows not, he is simple. Teach him. He that knows and knows not that he knows, he is asleep. Wake him. He that knows and knows that he knows, he is a wise man. Follow him. Kind of a neat proverb. Okay. Today, we're going to talk about events and ideas. And I guess this came to me because I think of how big is your world? How big is your world that you listen to? You see, and you can go out of here and say, what does this got to do with listening? Well, it does, because your whole life is I can say, well, what is it you listen to? We talked about listening to yourself, talked about listening to others. But how big is your world? What do you listen to? You know, you'll see more as we go along. I guess I want the whole world. See, I want it all. Now, how can you get it all? Well, you can't, but you have a mindset that's going to include more than a little tiny piece of your world. What's the difference between, by the way, that's a joke up there. You can't read from there, can you? And it says, actually, these two guys, actually, it was wrong of us to argue.
Can you read that again? I'm quite good.
Actually, it was wrong of us to argue. Can you see this is a picture of? It's a railroad track. They had a fight.
Skip out.
We're going to talk about opinion and fact. What's the difference? Opinion and fact.
One is I think, and the other is what it actually is.
Okay. Do you know the difference? Do we always know the difference?
No.
Not unless it's somebody else.
I'm going to put something up here, and you're going to say, well, you know. It's opinion or fact. It's a beautiful day.
I'd say it's a bad
opinion.
It's really an opinion. It's your opinion, too.
Somebody who's trying to grow vegetables, they may not like the absence of rain.
Okay, so it's...
My daughter-in-law hates the sun. She loves the rain. Okay. So this would not be a beautiful day to her.
All right, so what? When I say it's a beautiful day, you don't have to agree with me. It isn't a fact. is my opinion. That's a beautiful day. You can talk to us then. Now, this is important because we will interpret a statement like that as, well, that's true. That's because you agree with it. All right. The food here at Holden is good.
That's a fact.
Because you like good meat. All right, you're a real meat eater. Are you going to say that? My daughter-in-law, she's a vegetarian. His opinion, isn't it? Now, we can all agree on it. We can, every one of us say, that's true, that's right. For us, it's the truth. But it's still opinion.
If you don't like the food, you don't dare to disagree with the other person. So you say, oh, yes.
That's true. In a lot of things, not just in there. Okay. The Bible is the Word of God.
Well, that would be still opinion.
Still opinion.
Sure.
Depending on what you mean.
Depending on what you mean, and look at how we interpret. Well, it is the Word of God. We'll say, well, yes, it's the Word of God. But then we'll say, oh, yeah. But when I say the Word of God, and when you say that, it's two different things, because it's every word in there is the Word of God. And no. So, you see how cloudy all of this gets. Football, there's too much football.
That's fact.
I have this big fight that I've had with football ever since I've been administrator. And so I thought, boy, I bet that's one. And of course, that's opinion. You get a coach in here or a young fellow like this who says, oh, no, we don't have too much football. If I say football is competitive.
That's a fact.
That's a fact. Because there's winning and losing, and that, you know, everything about it is competitive. Okay, opinion and fact. Let me start out with a little fun here, but we'll get to something. You have to finish this up. I'm sure you'll recognize these. What is...
You might be
caring because you've already been looking at it, haven't you? I've got a piece of the rock.
Prudential.
It's the real thing.
Coke.
You've come a long way, baby.
Cigarettes.
What kind of that? You came a long way, baby.
Virginia
Slims.
Virginia Slims.
Weekends were made for. Maybe that hasn't been on for
some kind of beer.
I heard it.
It's a beer. It's Michelob. Weekends were made for Michelob. Okay. Be all that you can be.
Join the army.
Okay, we're going to come back to some of these in a minute. Blank, the extra strength pain reliever.
Tylenol.
Excedrin.
That would be awfully disgusting. Fly the friendly skies of
United. Yeah.
Boy, they are. No wonder they paid big bucks for these ads, right? How do you spell relief? You're in good hands with
Allstate.
Blank has a better idea.
Ford.
Ford.
Good.
The Webster champions.
We
do it all for you. What?
I don't know.
No, what'd you say?
McDonald's.
Right. Did you buy it? You know, I've heard it, but I guess I hadn't connected it to McDonald's. Okay, you recognized them, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Now let me go back and what I would say, undress what some of these are saying. Okay. It's the real thing. What is it?
Coca-Cola.
What value of yours are they directed towards?
Taste.
The truth.
Taste.
The truth. It's what? It's
real.
Pure.
Why would you want it? It's pure. It, you know. Wouldn't you want to buy something like that? Sure. It's the real thing. And they couldn't have picked a better word. It's short. It's catchy. Do you buy that? That it is?
No.
No.
Do you think it is?
The real thing?
Do you think Coke is the real thing?
I don't even know what they mean by that, real what?
Well, I know, but doesn't it sound good?
Yeah, that's all.
But they're getting at a value of ours, meaning this is the genuine article, see? And I want the genuine article, don't you?
It was the first, right?
That's what they mean.
That's what it was.
I think it was.
So then it's the real Coke then.
Yeah.
But it's like you say, you know, what did they really mean by this?
They don't really care.
No, but it works, does it?
Right.
It works. That means we're buying into it. That means we're saying, this is the real thing. Well, of course, my granddaughter, who lives on Diet Coke, would say, yes, it's the real thing. What does this mean? You've come a long way, baby. All right. What is the message in this? Think about it a minute. You've come a long way, baby.
Well, they were aiming their campaign at women.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to tell the women, nobody can tell you you can't smoke. You make up your own mind.
See? Independence. Okay? Mm-hmm. And if you buy Virginia Slims, you buy into that, you know, I can do it. And you're not going to tell me that I can't. You've come a long way, baby. And that adding that baby on there, I'm not sure that I... independent women don't like that, do they? But anyway, it's part of their slogan. What about, it's interesting when you undress these, what they're saying. Now, are these facts or are they opinions? Well, and that's all ads are, but we buy into them. Here's another one. Be all that you can be. All right, what are they saying? What are they saying?
You're really not a real person, a real man, unless you join the army.
And you're going to be just...
Fulfill your potential. You haven't come
and
up.
In the army, you can fulfill any of your potential. Be all that you can be.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty catchy ad.
Yeah.
Do you believe it?
No.
Oh, maybe it's better.
Maybe better. Say it again.
The maybe is better. That's better.
Okay, just a couple more here. What does this mean? Fly the friendly skies of.
United.
What does it mean?
Yeah.
It
means fly up there, they're friendly. On the ground, they're not.
That could be. That could be. But you don't think that
it's
far.
It's secure.
You want. Yes.
Secure.
It's just like the Hy-Vee stores back in the Midwest. A smile in every aisle. You know, we're friendly.
See? Good service.
Which store?
Good service. Which is what we want.
What stores?
The Hy-Vee stores. It's in the Midwest.
Oh.
I don't think you have much.
I'm going to picture that old character used to be in ads outside. Well, the friendly skies, don't remember him? What a character he was.
Oh, yes. Well, anyway, they're hitting us where they know we live. And as soon as our values change, do they change our values or do we change theirs? These commercials.
It depends.
But if they see that our values, the society is changing, the ads change to reflect.
Mm-hmm.
So if once they're really saving money, what about and I deserve it?
Yeah.
What about that one? We got
Clara.
Clara. All right.
Laura. Oh.
Yes.
All
right, now I get the impression this costs money, don't you? Mm-hmm. I'm worth it. So I'm going to put out this money, but I'm worth it. Now here, McDonald's has always talked about how cheap. Now here's a product that says it's going to cost you money, but then they'll hit us for we say, well, I'm worth it. I'm important enough to.
You can rationalize anything.
Oh yes, you say the right words. I would love to work for an ad company and earn the millions of dollars that they, it's the real thing. I mean, that, look at what they've earned on that one slogan. I think I had one more here. Okay, let's hit the McDonald's one. We do it all for you. What are they saying? What are they saying? You have to do
the service.
It's a service.
Whatever you want.
Yeah. And do you get the feeling that they're unselfish as they do it? Yeah, we're doing it all for you.
Sure.
Do you buy that? buying into the opinion, I'm sure it's a different word than that, of these ad companies who say, all right, we're going to sell you something. Do you buy generic?
Yes.
They always.
Buy what?
Generic.
Generic. Do you buy generic?
Do you get a rebate coupon?
The rebate coupon.
Brand name, you buy the.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
You buy the brand name?
Mm-hmm.
Shame on you. I'll tell you why. I went into the pharmacist. I was having trouble with the pain in my back, and I was told I should take aspirin. Take 3 aspirin every 3 hours, okay? And I went in there and I thought, well, aspirin is aspirin, isn't it? I was walking down, and here's Bayer, and here's, you know. And I'm looking at all of this, and I'm looking for the generic, and I went, well, there's a pharmacist standing there. And I said, should I buy the generic? And she said, well, of course. I said, but look, and here's Bayer right next, and it costs over twice.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, should I feel concerned about it? She said, look, and she picked up the bottles, it was exactly the same thing, over twice. And I said, why do people buy the other? Well, this is why.
I buy the cheapest one I can find at the grocery store, but it has a name on it, and I didn't know it was generic.
Oh. Well, if you...
I get about 300 pills for something, you know. Uh-huh. But years ago, a doctor told me aspirin was aspirin and didn't make any difference.
And that's what she said. This pharmacist said, that's what I had at home.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we buy Bayer at twice the price? What is it worth worrying about?
Only they brainwashed us.
Yeah, they were brainwashed?
Mm-hmm. There's Excedrin that you look at the formula, Excedrin, aspirin, acetaminophen, and caffeine. Well, every drugstore nowadays has one side to compare. It's the same formula for about half the price. You don't buy the Excedrin, buy the other.
Now, why am I even talking about this in a class of listening? Because I'm saying, do you listen to this, or do you listen to your common sense that says, why would I buy that when it costs that much more? And do I really buy that? You know, let's not buy ads. Remember, they are selling. They are earning big, big bucks on us when they advertise. Do you believe the polls?
No.
Yeah, that's something else too. Okay. Let me jump right to I'm sure you can't read. I thought maybe you could read the big print, but I'll read it to you. Okay?
Let's see if we can read it. Seattle Times.
Seattle Times. It's sicker. Do something.
Okay, here's Seattle Times for August 10th. And this, well, I guess both of them are. And then I got a local paper here. Okay. Now, I want you to look at these, and I want you to answer some questions. Is this fact or opinion?
Opinion.
Okay, what part of it is fact?
Numbers.
What?
Numbers?
July the 10th, this happened. That would be a fact, wouldn't it? Okay. Names of people?
Yeah.
Jehovah.
You.
No, they're so sloppy in the articles that even names of people and places are...
Misspelled names too. Misspelled names, typos.
Well, the news itself is supposed to be fact, but...
Yeah, but who chooses it?
Editorial staff.
I taught a class of high school seniors last year, and they picked the brightest kids for me. It was a pilot thing. And I did a thing for them with about 10 minutes of Dan Rather, Tom Brokaw, and then the local news. And see, I watch either one or the other, but the school has their own TV channel. And so they taped it for me, and I showed it to the kids. I didn't say anything. And talk about different. Tom Brokaw had 12 minutes on the homosexual issue. That was a time when that was, this is how many months ago now? About 12 minutes on it. And part of it was showing these nude men, they were, it was in the army, I guess, walking away, and they're making the issue that you can't have gays in the army, because, you know, they can't take showers together. And so they showed the nude men walking away. Rather had about 3 minutes on it, and it was just a reporting. And I talked to the kids, you know, why are we getting such a different version, and who chooses, and how do we sort that out? And they allowed us how Tom Brokaw did not approve of the homosexuals in the service just because of the slant, see? And we see the news and say, well, yeah, that's true. No, it's their opinion. It's what they decide to give us. But what an eye-opener for these kids, because we compared a few of the news stories. Well, take a look at that. I wish you were closer. Let me just read what some of these are. Can you read any of the headlines? Well, this is a CIA had secret mission to bolster Shevardnadze. American's death was light on operation. Okay, Clinton approved the CIA operation. It came to light because a state person, government person was killed. More killings, more reasons. More violence begets violence in South Africa. Flow of blood. Kids with extra needs, master basics. Okay, and here you see the kids. Kids with extra needs. State Supreme Court upholds law to lock up sex predators. Okay? Tucked into new budget, helping hand for working poor. All right, I want you to think about the issues here, okay? Budget, another round in battle of old versus young. We can take some time on that. U.S. looking for Somalia exit, arms control, where should U.S. draw the line? White House planning to permit export of rocket technology. Okay, so what are some of the issues? Well, one is education, but what about education?
Special needs.
Okay.
We're catching up, we're correcting the problem.
Okay. Opinion, fact. Right?
That's what saying.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. What are some other issues here? Because I'm going to talk about this.
Foreign,
just about.
What? Foreign aid or whatever.
Okay. Okay. Foreign aid. Is that new?
No.
So, has it changed in any way?
Well, yeah, some of the countries have changed.
Yeah. Yeah. And the makeup of the countries and all. State Supreme Court upholds law to lock up sex predators. Okay. Budget, helping hand for working poor. Okay. Budget, old versus young. Okay. That's us versus these kids. In essence, that's really one of the things it's come down to, and our Social Security and all. Now, let me ask you these, if I can find my questions. I back, and then these kids can listen, because they're going to hear from us something that they don't know anything about. Are we more, think about the issues now, are we more open now in terms of how we deal with things than we did were 30 years ago?
Yeah.
And so, like what?
Like homosexual, you never even used
the word. Oh, we didn't use the word.
Didn't know about it.
Abortion? Right. Is there anything that we don't talk about now?
Divorce.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, so I don't know if I use the word open, but there isn't anything we don't talk about. And tell me that they don't advertise absolutely anything on TV. It gets embarrassing sometimes. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing that we can't or won't talk about, right? Mm-hmm. Do you see a lot of problems up there? Mm-hmm. Are we solving them better than we used to?
No.
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 Cost more. They're hoping you'd say yes.
It costs more.
Everything costs more.
And there's something there that I noticed where you said the working poor. Where it used to be, if you were working, you didn't consider yourself poor. If you had a job, you didn't consider yourself poor, whether you got a big salary or a small salary. Now, you're the working poor if you don't make $5,000, $7,000, or whatever limit they set for you. If you're under that, then you're poor, even if you have a good job and you enjoy your job. In other words, it makes you feel like that there's something wrong with
what,
you.
Are we viewing, you see, all of this has to do with how we feel about ourselves, how we feel about solving problems, how we view each other. Just look at those issues. We wouldn't have seen them in the paper 30 years ago. And there are issues that we wouldn't have talked about. But we're not much better at solving them. What's going on in Washington? I mean, I think it's more complicated than would you like to be in Washington?
No.
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 Okay. But that's where they're solving our problems, aren't they?
Unfortunately, yes.
No. No.
I bet we could, but they're not asking us. How has the world changed in 30 years?
Very much more complicated.
I'm 30 years older.
Communication is so
hard. We're older.
Communication, our computer, the speed that things happen. Mm-hmm. It's really complicated.
It's smaller. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's more complicated and it's smaller.
And everybody knows what everybody else is doing.
It's overpopulated.
Because of
Well, one computer could put out as much knowledge as a whole country could put out in the 50s. One item.
I think I don't think we have it yet, but in the library at school, you can get the whole Encyclopedia Britannica
on a disc.
Uh-huh. The whole, now think about it.
I don't know if it's on one disc.
Yeah,
it's a big one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I still had a person come to my door and want to sell them, and I thought, sell me a set of encyclopedias.
When I can put it on
one of my desk. Yeah.
It's mind-boggling, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes.
What values do you see reflected up here? Maybe this is the talking question, but what values do you see?
Money.
Absolutely. Money. It determines so much of what we do.
Is distrust a value?
Is what?
Distrust?
Like that's distrust is a value. Yeah.
And so that's a negative type of value.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I get.
You see a distrust.
Yeah, I don't trust those guys anymore.
Which ones?
Well, most of the whole government, I feel
any
like.
It doesn't make any difference which party it is or who's president or whatever. Politics is going to turn out very similar no matter who's in there.
Mm-hmm. When you were a kid, did you feel like the government could be trusted?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Is that kind of gone now?
Yes.
It has.
What brought that about? Nixon?
We just know a lot more than we did.
And all the history around that.
Do you trust the government?
Mm-hmm, not really.
Not really?
Well, couldn't it have been maybe that, I mean, it's just, you know, out in that field, but, there was a huge, when, right after World War II and everything, when that huge Cold War started, there might have been a, you know, huge influx of propaganda trying to get you to trust the government. You know, deep inside, and maybe the workings were the same, if they just weren't uncovered as they are becoming now. But they made you trust them.
We just didn't know about all those things happening. The media didn't get it to us.
I think the deceitfulness has always occurred, except the communications weren't as good to let the public know. Because I think it was prevalent in Jefferson times, it used to be.
Is it good to know?
I suppose it is distrust, and it makes us feel more insecure.
I think that an incident like the Chernobyl explosion made it clear to us here that the Russian people have no right to trust their government. And then not very many months passed by before we find out that we did things not too far distant from there, but we were angry. We had experiments going on there that were sprinkling atomic radiation on some of our downwinders.
They did it in southern Utah.
And our government kept that secret.
They tried it on cattle.
Sheep, whole herds of sheep were killed, people in southern Utah.
What does that do to how you feel about the government and how you feel about getting involved?
Throw the rascals out. Do much.
Well, and I think a lot of that happened too.
Don't you think more people are involved in the government though now? I think with the different crusades and things that are going on, people are speaking out more. I'm concerned that the younger people aren't all as involved, but the middle ages are writing to their congressmen. They're saying how they want it to be.
There's more of that. They're saying for impact. That's the boycott organization. They'll tell you which organizations or which companies are doing what they should be doing. And if they're not, you can boycott. So there's ways citizens can fight back. They won theirs against Libby, which I didn't think boycotts would work. And yeah, it works.
Yes.
So that's one way. There's ways to do it. Without going to Washington, fighting the battle yourself, but writing letters.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Who is it? She isn't here today.
What about those letters that are already printed for and only have to resign it and send it in? What value is that? That you're
I don't know.
I don't think they pay any attention to that.
No.
That was
because it's a form letter, isn't it?
They were saying that one letter is worth more if you write it yourself than the form.
Oh, well, yeah, I think so.
1 to 10. 1 to 10 is what they're
saying. Well, think of how you respond to a form letter.
Run away without even reading
it. Handwritten, you know, you pay attention to.
I think it's even more personal if you put it in your own handwriting if it's typical as well. And the typing.
All right, maybe what I'm hearing here is that one of the changes maybe that's happening is that we're, you know, doing more hands-on getting involved. And there are ways to do it. Write letters, have a boycott, get involved in discussion groups. You know, I want to come back to this.
Letters to the editor.
Letters to the editor. Anybody here ever written a letter to the editor? Ooh, good. I think they do more just to get people saying, boy, I agree with that. I'm sure glad somebody did it. You know, I didn't do it, but I'm sure glad somebody. What was yours?
It was about a letter on the community college campus that I went to.
And you wrote a letter about it?
Well, I did a study on it, and I wrote a letter, kind of summarizing my results.
Yeah.
Where is it?
There are ways to make a statement. What was yours about?
About the director of the ECOAC, which is in Eastern Oregon, was a Eastern Counties of Older Americans, and they this director came in from the Midwest and was trying to ramrod things through that we didn't want, and
I just sent in a letter of protest, and it stirred up their heartedness. I was just amazed.
Ooh, don't you love it?
I was in fear of drumming, and he'd come after me with a knife, and slit my throat, but he didn't.
See, and that's, I think that's, why do more people do it? Because somebody's going to get mad at me, and somebody's going to, you know. And boy, it does a lot more good than it does harm. It gets people saying, whew, I'm sure glad somebody did it. You know, I didn't have the courage to, but I'm glad somebody did it. Should you read this? Should you read the front page? Should you read the newspaper? Now I'm getting right down to, why read it? I know some people say, well, I don't read the paper, and I don't watch the news. Should we do it, Mark?
I read normally editorials first, as seeing what other people think than before what really they're wanting to print as news.
Okay. And it's like the letter that this lady wrote?
Yeah, that is the editor and the editorial page. Yeah.
Well, you get right down to it, and you get the letters to the editor. Why should we read this, or not? If you don't, listen, there's no right and wrong. I don't read the newspaper per se. I get it from some other sources. But should we know this stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can't do anything about it. Mm-hmm. Why should I be interested in, and how much of that should I be interested in? This has nothing to do with me. And I know this is the old saw that I'm giving you. Why should I be more interested? Kids need, kids with extra needs master basics.
It's our world, and we're in it, and we haven't, as long as we're in this world, we're part of it. Yeah. And all the people in it are part of our world.
Kids?
Yeah. And you certainly can't say your educational system does need reviewing and upgrading.
We all went through school, we all have kids and grandkids, we better be interested in what the education is. Mm-hmm. Arms control, do you have an opinion on that? Should we get rid of some of our weapons?
Mm-hmm. I think we've been going in the right direction.
Fast enough? No.
Weapons are made to kill people, and I don't like that. So I
and they're also made to defend yourself, and I believe that you've got to have the balance. You've got to have some to defend yourself with.
Just shooting.
There are too many things that can happen in the world very rapidly any time for us not to be prepared.
Okay, let's be prepared, but let's not build more weapons.
Yeah.
Let's take care of our education system, but we need... if I already asked you, you'd all have a different opinion about it, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. What? What good is it for me to read that and know anything about it?
At least be informed.
Well, if you agree, at least write your letter.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Well, how do you form an opinion? See how I do what's going on? You can form an opinion from it?
Yeah. Is it important that you have an opinion?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You should have a background.
And that's the crux of this, I think. Disagree with me, but I think you hit it, because I think I can say, oh, I don't care. I don't vote because I can't do anything anyway. You've got to have an opinion and an informed one. We need that kind of citizens, because then our voting will improve. We'll have more dialogue. We'll have more. Okay, we should know what's going on. Okay, now let me jump to.
I have one question.
Yes.
What did Ken Griffey Jr. do that day? What did Ken Griffey Jr. do that day?
Who is he?
He got up. He got up the plate.
Do you pick up the sports page first?
Sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Quite a bit of sometimes.
What do you pick up first?
The top part of the newspaper I like to read first, the
front page.
The front page.
What do you
mean
first? Front page.
Hi, local.
My horoscope.
Well, that's important. Okay, I'm going to jump to, I think it was real quick. Oh, you saw this next session. Okay, talk to each other about this. Below is a list of some current societal problems. Well, if you read it. Below is a list of some current societal problems and programs. Which of these seem most important to you? Which are not so serious? Which one should the federal government spend more money on? Which should receive less money? All right, talk to each other in twos or whatever. And I hate to interrupt, but we're not going to share. You have to tell the group what your choice is and why. Because if this were Congress, you'd say, oh, no, no. And you're going to have this big royal battle, and they're going to win because they've talked more, they've lobbied more, or something. Okay, now, you said, and tell the group why.
Because air and water pollution concerns everyone. It concerns the children, the drug addicts, the animals, life, the birds. It concerns everyone. It concerns the whole planet.
And the elderly people.
And then the senior citizens as well.
You know what? One thing I was going to have you do is to, and I'm going to do some of this on Friday, divide you into groups. And you are this 33-year-old who's got two little kids, and you are the single mom, you know, and you are the senior citizens, and you are.
Yeah.
And you're gonna say, boy, I want Social Security to be, and guess what I'm going to be arguing for? You, mm-hmm. And you. And I'd sure hate to be right in the middle and say, this is the way it's going to be, because you're going to kill me, you know, if I cut yours. I was going to have you do that, but we're going to do something like this on in a different way on Friday. Okay, you can't disagree with her, can you?
No.
No. She just gave her plea for air and water, and it affects all of us. It's our very life there. Okay, air and water. Okay, who's going to speak? Yes, go ahead.
Me?
Oh, well, some here. Right here said some. Okay, go ahead.
See the one. Aid to education at all levels. Unfortunately, it takes a long time. But everything on there could be taken care of in my mind, mm-hmm. with the proper education.
And you're looking long term then?
Yes.
Okay.
But now the question came up, okay, aid to education at all levels, whether need or not need? I mean, are you going to say, are you going to base it on need, or are you going to base it on, so everybody gets it?
Ask her.
Well,
You're the senator that introduced the bill. All level.
But need.
To me, education has more to do than just going to school. To me, prejudicedness comes from not being educated. To me,
that would be included in this population, wouldn't it?
We need education. Let me ask you a question. Today we have babies that are drug addicted,
uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And they're mainlined. Mm-hmm. You want the education on that type of thing?
In school, they are mainlined when they're crack babies. Mm-hmm. When they get into
what you're saying school. Is, you mean that they're put in school in the education
in the classes,
no, the
everybody else.
And that statement doesn't have any stipulation that people aren't going to get the proper education. It just says aid to education at all levels.
But when that money goes to education, each entity that gets it is going to say, ah, oh, we can do this or that for something else.
And so is hers. So is hers.
But I think they need to reform the whole system.
Yeah.
And
you may be right. That's why they need the aid for education, so that they're educated enough to reform the system.
Okay, but just so the people that get the money don't decide, hey, we can send some people over to Japan, as they did in federal waste.
That space program thing down there wouldn't have the waste like that Mars thing if they get better educated. And do what they were doing, a lot of support here for education. We're getting a lot of support. I need to hear more about what the top issues are. Are these the only two?
No.
You have to say why.
Well, it includes a lot of those, I think a lot of people that are on the poverty level, kind of, who can't afford insurance. Insurance is really expensive. A lot of people, you know, my age and older, that's a big part of, you know, jobs, and I just looking for benefits and stuff. And it includes the elderly, it includes people in poverty, it just includes general health and awareness for everybody. Not just the people.
So you're saying this helps everybody? She said what she says goes for it helps everybody. This going to help everybody?
Okay. Yeah, we're going to get that.
What?
What about the wealthy people then and all? It's like giving an umbrella to everybody, you know, with the wealthy people in the umbrella factory.
it seems like it'd be better to have everyone have a few that don't need it, but have a few that can afford it, and that's all they get.
And that's going to happen, isn't it?
Yeah, we're going to get that.
It's just like when you talk about need. Well, you're going to help those who need it. You're going to help, you know. Are these all the issues now?
Well, I'd say mass transit is.
Okay, here's another one. She's going to give her reasons.
Well, we've got so many automobiles on the road with one person in them or whatever, and if we had, they would not be all out there if people could get to wherever they're going quickly.
And some of the air pollution.
Without so much hassle, and it would cut back ever so many of the other problems.
That ties into air pollution.
That ties into education because people won't use mass education, mass transit until they're re-educated how to get from point A to point B.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But if we had a really effective mass transit, I think people would then use it.
They use it, mass transit in Washington, D.C., New York, but in the West, they don't use it as much.
Are they?
Yeah.
People are so things are so right now.
But they could.
Are these the top ones now?
It has to be.
Because New York would be terrible.
Is it?
I think poverty programs.
So Washington, D.C., if they didn't have a metro, that would be.
Some kind of program that would train people in poverty to take over their home.
Do these all affect us? The ones you've chosen now, just go with them. Do they all affect us?
Yes.
Okay. Should we have an interest in them?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. If I said that you had to vote on this now, what would it take for you to do this with intelligence? I mean, how can I vote on hers? What do I know about air and water pollution? And do I have to go in depth and study? What do I do? Because this is an important issue.
Well, there are centers all around the country on that type of thing for, I don't have the right word now, but there are centers for that. We have in Madison, and they're trying to educate people about that, and in the churches, because they believe that God told us to take care of all.
So you see some things happening?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you feel like you're well enough informed on these two?
No.
Could you be?
Yeah. Yes.
All right, what does it come right back to? How informed are you? See, here's where the listening comes in. And when I showed you that newspaper, you could quite easily say, oh yeah, but what do I know about the CIA and all that? I think we should still read it and know about it. Mm-hmm. These issues, absolutely.
for the fun of it, because I've got to let you go, I've kept you 3 minutes over, for the fun of it, I'm going to make you vote. And you vote on your top issue, there are five of them here, I'll read them to you, for the fun of it, let's see where it falls. Air and water, medical insurance, poverty programs, aid to education, and mass transit. Okay, how many of you vote for air and water pollution? One, two, three, four, five.
This is what we're saying is the most.
This is the most. And the most
important.
You know what people want.
Just for,
yeah, this is no, okay.
Did she say?
This is unfair.
No.
The medical insurance. Medical insurance. Okay. Poverty programs.
Just because I'm headed that direction, gotta be involved.
Aid to education.
When you vote for it.
Can you vote more than one?
No.
Mass transit. Well, this was an interesting class. Well, it's, I know I said at first that it's a hodgepodge, because that's the way my mind works. But I love this topic of listening, because it's so broad, you know. And I tell you, when I think about it, if I listen to people, just look, I open the whole, because people are fascinating. You have a story, and if I listen to your story, I really do gain something from that. And so,
At our church, we have an adult learning session every Sunday. And every Sunday, some important article in government or in the world or whatever is the topic for that Sunday. And then they serve coffee, and sometimes they serve treats, and then the guest speakers come in, and we've already discussed transit system, and they are making plans to do something in the Madison area. And in fact, we're even moving into the Amtrak is going to be coming into Madison.
Oh, that's great.
And but I mean, I can't tell you all the things this man told us about the things that they're going to do, but if we could get people to understand that they could take a bike and get someplace. Madison is pretty much a bike city. And there are other ways that we can stop some of this stuff. You know, if people would just stop, think about getting from A to B or whatever, you know. But, so that's what we do in our church.
I've been asked by the pastor at our seniors to do 3 Sundays in November. I said I was going to do something in listening. That's before I had any idea what I was going to do. So I'm going to be doing 3 of these, and I think this will be one of them. It'll be changed, you know, because I'm just experimenting on you. But I think it'll be this sort of thing, because I don't care. In the church, we need to be good citizens too, don't we?
It's kind of good to find out, you know, what does the church really believe about some of these things, and then how do you look at it, and what are you going to do about it, you know? And you talk about mainstreaming kids, you know. I work with handicapped students, and since I've worked in the program, there are some students that don't belong in the schools at all. They belong in the centers, but they're changing the centers to private homes or the school system, because somebody has this bright idea. And the thing is that now we're getting kids from the crack situation. And what we've called them are they're the violent kids. And it's presenting a whole lot of problems, because none of us are even educated to be able to work with those kids. And we're working with them. You know, it's pretty scary.
Well, there aren't any answers on those kids.
No, that's right.